I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. Leslie, what about you?
Doing good. Two thumbs up. It doesn't. It's the, 2 week break. Or no, the Explorers got an episode last week. Never mind. So this So it's not the first after the break.
Okay. Yeah. So this is...
Sorry. Sometimes I say stupid stuff.
That's okay.
like I have a beard.
So before this, Leslie and I were having a lovely conversation. Yes. And what was fun is where the conversation ended actually caused me to segue from our conversation into the podcast. And Leslie, you said you have something that you think could tie it all together in a nice, beautiful bowl.
I do. Tiny disclaimer before we begin. Something you're about to hear is not true. My brain, you know, clocked out momentarily, but my mouth just kept on talking like it's best at. So please enjoy this next few seconds of clips, knowing that I am doing the absolute best with the two collective brain cells that Amber and I share. So, all right, you've been warned. And with that, back to the show. Well, just a little bit of a current event. Today, November 21st, John Travolta died. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. You know, so I just thought, you know, Scientology. Anyway, like, I'm not really upset about it. He always gave me the ick, to be frank. Except Danny Zuko.
Okay. That's... The only soft spot that I have is that. And I'm...
Everyone loves it, Danny Zuko.
Everyone does, and it just ruins it. I haven't watched the movie in years because I just can't.
I think nowadays we would be like, oh my God.
Yeah, like it's one of those where it's like, I don't want to pop the bubble, so I'm just going to let it stay in my memory.
Yeah, I feel like we would just be like low-key offended the entire time.
Yeah. Well, and it is kind of funny because is Scientology and like that kind of in the stars, like,
well, just like, and he's got so much Botox, like he looks so plastic and like, anyway, well, now he's dead. So I thought that was funny. I just needed to share, was all.
Yeah. Well, and I think kind of what we were talking about too. So just so the explorers can kind of see the other side. So the conversation that Leslie and I kind of stumbled into tonight, we can share a little bit. We were just talking about a TV show that I feel like Leslie might be prepared to watch because she kind of explained the whole vibe of the show in a feeling that she had in her personal life.
My everyday and, life.
Yeah. And I... I think she's prepared to watch only Murders in the Building because of that. And then it got us on the conversation about young actresses and just like everything that's happening with like faces in Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
And like, you're right, John Travolta, another face that you were just like,
why did, like, just age?
How?
It can't be like, that just, bad.
Yeah.
It just literally like, cannot be that bad.
Like, wrinkles cannot be worth
looking like. You don't even look good. Like, do you think they really think they look good?
No. Like, I think they were selling it with the less is more kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago. 10 years ago, you could have talked me into some Botox and some lip filler.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
10 years ago, looking at 20-somethings, getting these injections, looking absolutely beautiful... totally could talk me into it. But as you age, you get the mindset that you need more,
mm-hmm,
and more. And then it just starts to look awkward. And like, plastic surgery is somewhat newer. And the stuff that they're putting like into faces and the types of surgeries that they're doing to keep the body looking young are They're fairly new. And like, we don't know what Botox is going to do over time. We don't like this generation will be the generation that finds out what a 20-year-old putting Botox in their face will look like when they're 80 and what it will be doing to their health.
I think we're already seeing that with like lip filler migration. Like,
yes.
I mean, I think
and like people like breast implants are popping. People are getting
really
they're allergic to their implants.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I've seen there was a study that was like women who received breast implants have like had pretty severe health issues.
Yeah.
Like following random like autoimmune diagnoses or things like that.
Well, and it's because like in the beginning, like they're like, oh, silicone in a bag, like in a medical grade bag, like it couldn't deteriorate. And it's clearly showing that like, nah, after a while, like your body will attack anything that's foreign in your body.
Ask a bitch that takes prednisone every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you get it.
Yeah, she's like, a stubborn broad, your body.
And that kind of makes sense why some of these women are having autoimmune diseases, because their body started attacking a foreign body and then started attacking itself.
Yeah, got confused.
Yeah,
my God, so just like, cracked it.
Thank God for being poor is all I've got to say. Like, once again, the lower middle class survives because...
I mean, never say never. I've said in the past, I was just looking very recently at pricing again. Never say never, but I'll admit, like, if that time ever comes, I'll be like, oh yeah, like I obviously got this surgery, like clearly. Yeah.
But I would hope that again, the less is more vibe would be where you lean with that. Like, I would trust that you wouldn't. And who knows, maybe like
I would look normal, I think. I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't look like
over John Travolta. I don't think you would. No.
Like,
I don't think you would let it get that crazy. And I don't think you would let, like, I don't think you would do too much. Because that's like what I think the migration kind of thing is too, though. I think that people start doing too much and adding too much more instead of just doing something a little natural that you just have upkeep on.
Yeah, you just want a little
poof. Not that you're injecting more of.
Yes. Right. When you're like putting filler upon filler upon filler, like, yeah, bitch, it doesn't look good. Mm-mm. Learn how to lip line.
Exactly. Like, just given just a little, I could understand a little like emphasis, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a little poof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My top lip.
But like, I don't know. Just like the whole aspect of like just how we really don't know what these things are going to be doing to people. Mm-hmm. And like, also like, how bad is it for our planet? Like, if someone wants to be buried, like,
oh true,
that's not gonna biodegrade like a bot. Like, I don't know, just all sorts of things.
Loki, I'm gonna Google like a breast implant.
Are they biodegradable?
No, I don't think so. I'm gonna see if I can find like a breast implant skeleton and see what it looks like. I'm very curious.
Oh my God, I would love that.
If I find it, I'll send it to you.
Thank you, because that actually is very intriguing.
Yeah, maybe we could make that
the cover of this podcast. Ooh. If it's an actual thing.
That would be so cool. Yeah, no, I'm genuinely curious now. Like, does it just
sit like there? Or an X-ray, like an X-ray scan?
Oh yeah, an X-ray. You can see them for sure. You can.
Oh, you can
see the circles. Yeah.
Oh.
But I want to know, like, yeah, like, once you're dead,
decaying.
Yeah. Does it just? Do they just like plunk off in your coffin? Like, I just want to know. So I'm gonna Google it.
Okay. If we figured it out, it'll be the album cover. But no, I think it's a really interesting question, because like, you know, we grew up in the era where media was just like shoved down our throats. Like we were the MTV era, we were the magazine, like you were kind of getting it from all sides.
Yeah.
Because like
the start of TV.
The start of TV, the printed word, like
reality TV.
All of that. Like we were seeing into the world. And able to like criticize it too once internet became a thing, and like how many people have leaned into plastic surgery because of the criticism they receive from the masses. Like, how much of this is because of the negativity that they're in, and they're just trying anything in their power to not be
hated
at
for something they can't even control, like sorry, you had to have a body. Like,
yeah, that it was the way it was. But like, it's really crazy because it dives into like psychologically too, what could be happening like with a celebrity who wants to do this. And that actually segues really beautifully into my subject, which I didn't know how we were going to get there like a minute ago, but then it just lined up.
Oh, look at you. I love that for you. I love that for us. Okay.
I know.
Hit me. I'm so excited. I have no idea what we're talking about, by the way.
Well, so I kind of reached out to Leslie and I just said, hey, I have a conspiracy theory that I have been seeing a little bit of here and there, and I wanted to get to the bottom of it.
We put our Carmen Sandiego fucking vibes on.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a conspiracy theory. And we have, I think we have an ongoing thing on our list where we just know any conspiracy theory that just like pops up, we're going to eventually talk about.
Oh, for sure. I love conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, we've already talked in multiple episodes in the past. Like, Leslie and I are not one to say no to someone's conspiracy. Like, if you can persuade me, I can't tell you no 100%.
Yeah. I got the personality.
There's no proof.
Yeah, like, you girl.
And I'm a little more apprehensive. I might ask a couple questions, but my vibe is like, if that's what you believe in, I'm not going to rain on your parade. Like,
right. You've put who cares? So much effort into this.
If that's what gets you to put your shoes on and go to work today, like, cool.
Who are we to judge? And the answer is no one.
No one. So I wanted to talk about this conspiracy theory because it was pretty present that I started hearing about it. I had heard about it in the past, kind of forgot about it, and then heard about it again recently because of our situation in America with the shutdown. So
so this is an oldie that's been resurfaced.
Oldie and yeah, exactly. Ooh. Like refound.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you the conspiracy first and then I'll go down the rabbit hole of like where it comes from, how it got, where it got.
Okay.
So I want to know too, if you've heard of it,
I'm
but
so excited.
People believe that birds aren't birds.
Yes. The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
Yeah. So the gist of the conspiracy is the government wiped out all of the birds.
Mm-hmm.
Killed them all. Like every single bird that we know and love is extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And they've replaced them with hyper-realistic robot birds that record us for the government.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear about this back when it was an oldie or back when it or recently when it resurfaced?
I had no idea it had resurfaced. That's hysterical. Yes. That was always just one of like the OG like
conspiracies,
you know, like in line with like we didn't land on the moon for me, like that was like that old.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And like so I'll tell you how it resurfaced then. So during the shutdown, people on TikTok started recording videos of birds. Like, so the shutdown happened.
Yeah.
Then it was lifted. Once it was lifted, people started recording videos of birds and saying like, is it just me or have we not seen birds since the government shut down?
Is that why it was like trending? There was like a trend to be like, I saw this bird today to see like how your boyfriend or, okay.
I don't know if those are connected.
Oh, okay.
Maybe like people were recording birds and then someone thought of like the thing. So like maybe two worlds are colliding right now. But I want to take a little segue. I did that to my husband.
What did he say? Was he excited?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was so cute.
No doubt. I would have no doubt that he would be excited. I haven't done it because I don't want to get my feelings hurt. So.
Well, that's kind of why I was nervous. And like I had strictly only seen this when he wasn't around me while I was on TikTok. Like, it wasn't something that he overheard.
Yeah.
Like, the algorithm was very specific. And it was like, oh, that other phone's not in the room. Let's show her these.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, for people who might not know, there was a trend going around. And it was overlapping. So, maybe
that's
people
so
were seeing
funny.
Videos of birds and not registering what the audio
what it was.
And they were just like, I wonder what would happen if I told my husband I saw a bird today.
Or someone reacted really shitty and then it pissed everyone off. And so then it became a movement.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the trend on TikTok was like you going to your spouse, your partner, and saying, I saw a bird today. And the test is, and it's, I think it's like got like legs. The test mm-hmm. is like, is your partner invested in like hearing about your day, hearing about what you think, maybe a quiz, maybe they're, yeah, maybe they're, really into birds. That's mm-hmm. also a way that this can kind of go is mm-hmm. like, there might be some bird aficionados who are like, finally, she's talking about birds.
Yeah. Right. Like, oh my God, this is my moment. Yeah.
Yes. And then there's like the other fork in the road where it's like, like, cool. Why are we talking? Yeah. Like,
cool story, what? Bro.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't care. It's a bird.
Yeah.
Like,
cool. Yeah.
So
I love that luckily, he passed the test. I have no doubt about it. I had no doubt.
And it was like, I was strategic about it too. We were like laying down, like kind of just doing our own thing. And we were watching our own phones and like turned away from each other in bed, you know, the real romantic stuff. And
the reality.
So I always kind of do the segue that all the videos do. And it was like, I saw a bird today.
Like, oh my God, I just remembered. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I just remembered. I saw a bird today. And like, you just kind of wait. And so he kind of laid there and he was like, a bird? And I said, yeah, a bird. And he goes, what color was it? And I was like, oh, it's like black. And I picked a bird before I said it. Cause I think some of these girls fail because they don't lean in.
They don't know what to the they story. Don't know their birds.
They don't know their birds. So I picked a raven. So I'm like, oh yeah, it was like black and it was kind of big and it had like a curved beak and it was kind of shiny. And I was like, I don't know. I don't really know what kind of bird it was, you know, like fibbing. Uh-huh. There's my fib. Yeah. It's like me pretending I didn't know what the bird was. And he was just like, oh, that's cool. What kind of shiny do you mean? And I was like, it looked adorable. Like an oil slick. And he was like, wow, that's really cool. And then he just kind of laid there. And then he was like, I feel like it's a bird that is pretty common though, isn't it?
he's like letting you have your moment. And then he's like, but like
you're explaining like a crow.
But like that's like really normal, right? Was it like on your car? Like did it behave abnormally?
Like did it do something cool?
Yeah. Oh.
So he was still like waiting for the tea. He was like, this mm-hmm. isn't worth the excitement that you're having right now.
And he's not even on TikTok.
No. Oh no, he's a reels guy.
Yeah,
he's,
so he doesn't even know.
He'll see the trend in like a year. And then he'll be like, hey.
Remember the one time that you said, yeah. Oh, you didn't tell him it was a trend? You just rolled over and let him. And
was happy.
Just smiled.
And went to bed with a smile on my face. I was like, oh.
That's a precious.
But the birds.
The birds.
Is what we're talking about. Bourgeoisie. So while the birds trend is happening on that end, we're also getting the bird trend of, did you notice that there were no birds during the shutdown? Now, Leslie, I'm going to ask.
Because I do look for birds.
You do. And the shutdown was significant. So you have a lot of days to think about.
Well, the problem is, though, is that these days I don't necessarily leave my house. Okay. I don't even necessarily like walk out my front door. So
so like for you to notice a bird, it would fly, it'd have to like fly into mm-hmm. the window of your office.
Yeah. Okay. Or like we have a lot of birds, like we can even post it. There was like this great migration where I'm not exaggerating, there were probably thousands of birds flying by my house and I was like, am I die, like is something about to happen?
Is there like, an omen?
Like what? I mean, so
what kind of bird are you? So I can Google what you mean.
So I do, and we've got some trees behind us with some birds. So like
when you guys
I
have some big trees.
Yeah, so I do notice the birds. I'm a bird bitch. I like a birdhouse. I'm kind of weird like that.
And this is why this is the perfect question to ask you.
So did I notice birds during the shutdown?
Or notice no birds? Like, is it like the question of if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one around to hear? Like, if you weren't outside so you didn't notice a bird, was there a bird? Or were there no birds pulling your attention to the birds?
I feel like I would have noticed if there's no birds.
Even though you self-admitted there are some days that you don't walk out your front door.
Yeah, like, but like if I was outside, you know, and there weren't like a chirp or two, I think I'd be like...
Like it'd be too quiet for you,
right? I'd be like, what? What's going on?
All this like buzzing happens and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, right. Like so are we in the eye of the storm? Like what's going on?
Yeah.
But I can't answer that question honestly. I'm so disappointed. Did you notice birds?
Yes, there were a shit ton of birds.
Oh, okay. So
so that's what got me on this rabbit hole. Because, like, I remember back in when it was old days and mm-hmm. it was the new thing coming out. And it was kind of like the joke, like, oh, yeah, they're... I can see the camera lens right now. Like, it was kind of a yeah. joke where you were like, oh. And then I forgot about it. Like, it's so old.
Yeah, I do
like,
kind of, yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where it's like you remember when you think about it, but, like, it can also go to the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And so when I started seeing these videos of people recording birds after the shutdown being like, did anyone notice that there were no birds during the shutdown? I was like, yes, I noticed there were birds. Like,
you're like, what the fuck?
There were birds in the field, like, across the street from where, like, my car got hit recently. Like, yeah, there were birds.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah.
Yeah, there were definitely birds.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, man, that just means I debunked
like, global.
An oldie.
I know. Well, I think it would, did it, do you know when it originated? Because I feel like it originated during, like, one of the wars. And they thought they was, like, being used maybe by the Russians.
Okay, so I do want to know. So what do you think? Because I did look at from where it started.
I wish I could remember. I feel like that's...
Just what do you think? Like, just go off just vibes, spitball. Leslie.
Okay, yeah, just spitball with me. I do really think it has something to do with, like, the Cold War and the Russians. Because we also, like, one of my... like, hills that I would die on are, like, pigeons. So, we domesticated pigeons. Like, pigeons should be indoor animals, but then
they should be pets. And right. we just, like, released them all and hoped they'd die.
And, said,
they
fuck were, off.
Like, we're resilient bitches.
I know, but it breaks my heart every time I see a pigeon because they are really domesticated. Like, they will interact with
you. They haven't
you.
Grown out of it. Yeah. I know. Like, it's they so just want to go back home and deliver our mail.
Yeah. Stop. I know, I really will. It'll make me cry if I think about it.
I know, like, same. And I think that is, like, hard as someone who doesn't like birds because I'm mm-hmm. not a bird person.
Yeah, right.
I have a hand, which is weird because I think I like a handful of bird, like, specific birds.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe I'm just, like, birdist and I only like certain ones. Oh, no. But, like, I really feel bad for pigeons. Like, they're on my list of birds that I'm just like, oh. Like, if I see one, I'll just be like, hey, bud.
I know. Nice to meet you. I'm so upset. But I feel like it was, like, around that time that, like, we were, like, using
pigeons. Okay, when we were using courier pigeons and they were mm-hmm. delivering our mail. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it has something to do with Russia.
Okay. All right. Well, I went back to the beginning. To the very
start
beginning.
From the very beginning.
And I have them on, like, legit, like, npr.org. Like,
oh my God. So it's
real. I found, like, the government, like, well, answers. So then we have to question if they're real.
Yeah, I was just going to say, of course.
Because it's coming from the government.
Yeah, like, of course, this is what they're shooting out. Like, oh no, this is for sure not real. Like, okay.
So. I also found a website on John Hopkins University that I want to read from first because I actually trust, isn't it crazy? I trust John Hopkins over the government right now.
Yeah, that's
I don't
it.
Know if that's a good decision or not.
No, but, I feel like that's super trustworthy.
Okay. So this was an article actually written in 2024. So it's still
relevant as fuck.
I know. And I just like, I was not thinking about this in 2024.
No, I didn't know this was still a big hot topic.
Yeah.
Love so, that though.
There are, so I really like this article and I might read like a little bit of her like vibe word for word just so you can kind of get the gist because it's really cool. So you've likely seen the bumper stickers. Birds aren't real. If it flies, it spies. Bird watching goes both ways.
I want that on a t-shirt. Bird watching, like, goes both ways.
This conspiracy has good slogans.
I don't know why that's so funny. I literally want that like on a visor. Like, not even a t-shirt.
A visor would be fucking amazing. Because it looks like a beak.
I sound terrible right now. That's so funny. Oh my God. I knew this is when I got old because I do the wheezing laugh now. Only old people do this, but oh man, that was funny.
Yeah, but it means you're taking your breath away.
That was good.
So I will say I'm quicker to get on wherever we fall, wherever the chips fall today, we're getting a visor with
goes both ways. I can get down with like, a good slogan.
Yeah, like either we'll find the people who are a part of Birds Aren't Real, which is the name of the group, or people will think that we're crazy. And either way, I think
that's fine. I'm fine with either.
So Christmas gift coming in. You buy one for you, I'll buy one for me, and we'll swap.
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
These
That's perfect.
These slogans promote Birds Aren't Real, a conspiracy group claiming the US government wiped out all birds and replaced them with look-alike drones for surveillance. If that sounds preposterous, it's because it is.
Okay, Karen.
So she's, well...
Oh, this is John Hopkins.
This is sorry. John Hopkins.
Sorry, I forgot. We trust these ones.
So Birds Aren't Real is known as a joke in the conspiracy world, but continued to spread its gospel and build on its lore. Bird poop on your windshield, that's actually a liquid tracking apparatus. Roadkill, don't assume all robots are made from chrome and wires.
Oh my gosh.
That pet parakeet is in your living room, better have sensitive conversations elsewhere.
Oh, so even like the parakeets.
Like people were saying all birds, geese, like not just pigeons, like all the birds.
I will say it's giving like...
Are fake.
It's definitely giving American, like because... How could America kill all of the birds globally?
Like without us noticing and then releasing the robots? Like, where were the countries? Test robots? Where were the test robots that were, like, falling out of the sky and, like, hitting people on the head? Like,
I think Canada is, like, low-key protective of, the geese at the minimum. So, like, I think they would notice. Canada would be
like... They'd be like, oh, my God, our geese are robots.
This
Where'd all the geese go?
This may be my favorite episode to date.
Like, because if you really break down the bird conspiracy, like, it's fucking crazy.
just the parakeet
that you buy from the bird store.
And they're
robot,
always so
But
sad.
You'll never know. That's how advanced robots are in the government, is that they look like birds. And cats can catch them and kill them and eat them and decapitate them. And there's fake blood.
Fake blood? I mean, I would hate to see what it's like to digest a computer. Poor thing.
Our cats would be dropping like crazy, and they're fine.
I have to cover Rippy's ears, but Rippy will never go outside, so he'll never see a robot.
See, there you go.
Peace safe.
So do you want to change your answer on Russia and the Cold War as being your start time? Or are we sticking to it?
No, I'm still sticking to it.
Okay. Birds Aren't Real started in 2017.
No, it didn't.
It did.
I feel like I'm having a Mandela effect right now. Are you John kidding Hopkins. Me? Mm-mm.
So Oldie was really just a couple of years ago.
I literally feel like I'm hallucinating right now. Are you sure?
I'm sure. John Hopkins.
I literally feel like I'm having an active Mandela effect right now.
Do you want to know how it started?
Yes.
A college student named Peter McIndo was visiting a friend. It's Mick Indo. Sorry.
It's just
I'm a robot.
You heard it here first.
He was visiting a friend in Nashville. In the wake of 2017, so we have women's marches that were exploding across the country. Mick Indo felt uneasy as he watched counter protesters in the red hats attempt to disrupt the Nashville march. As an antidote to the chaos, he scrawled "Birds Aren't Real" on a piece of cardboard, the most nonsensical thing he could think of, and joined the fray. When people asked questions, he improvised a history for the moment and inadvertently made history himself.
Oh my God, just like right then and there? What a genius.
Footage of him at the protest went viral, And what began as a joke spawned to a collective of Zoomers and millennials coping with misinformation through satirical role play. So pretty much the millennials took it and ran with it and knew it was fucking fake.
Oh my God. And we were like, let's make some boomers cry today. Sounds about right.
They held rallies, erected billboards, and tried to find humor and community in a world when truth was dangerously pliable. So really, this movement was like the inflatable movement that just recently happened at the protests, where everyone dressed up as inflatable animals to prove how like peaceful they were. Because we're just running around in inflatable suits, and if a police officer is brutalizing an inflatable suit, like, they're on the wrong end of history.
When did Without Me come out by Eminem?
I don't know. Why?
I think there's a line in that song that says the birds work for the bourgeoisie.
Oh, let me look.
I'm like, there's Without no me? Fucking way.
By Eminem?
Yeah. Without Me.
Without Me.
Okay. Yeah.
2002. Let's look at the lyrics.
I didn't say, let's double check.
2 hours later.
This is really fun for everyone. I hope we just put in some fun music.
I literally was like going through it for a minute. I was like having a midlife crisis. Like my whole existence was like questioning itself, because I really did think that it was.
So the FCC won't let me be. Maybe is that what you thought was bourgeoisie?
No.
2,000 years later.
Amber, this might be fucking real, and the government is fucking right now.
Oh, here. What song has the line, and the birds work for the bourgeoisie? On Reddit, so we can trust it.
Okay.
I swear I heard that song in the club or something. Drones, Truth Rat, real heavy metal, checked my Apple Music, there it was.
Maybe it's just like a meme.
Madonna?
3 hours later.
Can you move it along? I'm all out of time cards.
Oh, and now people, this article leads me to believe that a remix of a statement made by Kendrick Smith. There, we don't, like, people remember what you're remembering, but they don't know where it's from. So that's the Mandela effect.
I'm glad it's, I literally was like having a fucking meltdown. I was like, that's not true. 2017, like that feels like literally 2 years ago. I know it wasn't, but like it feels like not that long ago.
So
back to the birds. Back to the important stuff.
Back to the bird.
Back to the chatter.
So let's see. So we were making people spiral. It's pretty much that. They held rallies, had billboards, and they were trying to find humor and community in a world where truth is dangerously pliable. In turn, they've demonstrated how easy it is to perpetuate conspiracies.
Which honestly, 2017, yeah, that was the culture for sure.
Yeah, and I think, like, I remember there was a Netflix documentary about, like, if you called a phone number, you would call, like, a clown, and, like, the clown was, like, a killer clown, or I don't really, it was, like, really scary. Weird. But Netflix came out with this documentary, and it was all fake. This guy, like, faked it on social media. There was never a number. There was never, like... It was a specific clown in its name. I'll have to look it up, because it was giving me those vibes of like, let me tell you about how I made an internet lie become like viral. That's kind of like how every kid knows that like Marilyn Manson had ribs removed, and like no one, like before the internet.
Yeah. How did we all hear that? Yeah, for sure. Like,
yeah. So that's kind of the vibe. Birds aren't real.
What do you think?
Before I did the deep dive on where this all started, I kind of thought it was like, not all birds. I didn't believe in the all birds thing. Yeah. I specifically believed in pigeons. yes, not being for sure. real. Oh, like, oh. I believed, I kind of had the same vibe of, like, an old war. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think that we wiped out all the pigeons. I think that we included some robot pigeons.
I feel like my brain, it was insane. There's just no way that we can wipe out all of them. I feel like my brain is, like, telling me, like, Ronald Reagan. Like, maybe Ronald Reagan did something. Which obviously wasn't during, like, the Cold War, but, like, I feel like we can blame him for most things.
We could blame him for a lot of stuff.
And, like, I would blame him for replacing, and maybe we didn't even kill enough of them off, like, you know, nature, but, like, just releasing the robot birds.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, with the NPR, we are getting a lot of the same story.
Oh, okay. So they say it's the millennial.
So, yeah. They are kind of saying, like, this is him starting it. And, like, they kind of do a transcript of the TED Talk that he does later, where he talks about, like, this movement was a joke. It was silly. Mm-hmm. It was, but it was also a good way to show really smart people who do pay attention to what media they consume, how quickly a conspiracy can run with people who don't fact check their media mm-hmm. sources.
I think it's probably really powerful, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that he did this sign when he noticed that there was some animosity coming from the Red Hats, I think also probably, like, calmed a little bit, you know, like there was something they could laugh at.
It's like the frog in Portland, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it was something that they could laugh at and be like, oh, these stupid people, like they think birds aren't real. So then they think we're the dumb ones, or they're so like deep in it and they're already in a cult that they're like, yeah, there are no birds. Like lean in and be like, yeah, the government 100%. Is watching us. Like, why are you scared of the government watching us? Like, that's where it goes too.
I feel like the demographics for people to like believe this are like that. And then like people like
us as a joke,
like yeah, people like us who have like a super open mind and yeah. at the end of the day, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like could there be a pigeon out there in the world that's a robot? Maybe. But cool. Is he gonna fly in and deliver me money?
It's also laughable because like we have cell phones. Yeah. What's going on?
It's okay. I heard a loud noise.
Oh, okay. Like that's the most laughable thing to me.
That like these actually they've admitted 1,000 times listen to us
literally. So it's like what are you worried, like what are they spying
why
on?
Are we scared of the one bird that might be a robot? Why aren't we scared of the robots in our pockets? Yes, thank you. I feel like no one has ever said this to me before and I say it all the time.
Oh,
when people
really
talk yeah. about like when people were talking about the microchips that we were getting because of the vaccine or whatever, I was like, this has a microchip.
You have a cell phone and it's with you 24/7. It tracks your locations. You constantly. Do like the face recognition. Like, are you kidding me? Like, come on, man.
That's what we're going to be scared of. Birds and microchips. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah. So like at the end of the day,
it's already happening. The bird thing, while I like to think it's a fuzzy story about a gentleman pointing out like how media works and he's doing it like live and then the millennials get something to laugh at and we get cute visors out of the deal, like
win,
I'm happy
win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then we get the people who are just like intense and lean in and are not checking their media sources. Yeah. And they're believing it and they're so paranoid about the birds, but they're not paranoid about the consumerism that we're feeding into right now.
Yeah, no, that's why it's laughable again to me.
Give me a bird that's a robot.
I would love a bird that's a robot, honestly.
Yeah, like be cool.
Do you remember in high school when we went to that one person's house and there was a bird? You don't remember that?
There was a like a pet bird?
Yeah, it was like one of the first times I met. We went over to his house and his parent like and they had like a bird. You don't remember this?
I blocked it out. Oh. No, that was trauma. I blocked it out. I don't do birds.
It was like a big ass like parrot bird that talked. And it was super mean. But I think it was probably just because the people probably low-key were like assholes to it, like knowing the people that we went to go visit, like so that's probably why he was rude. Yeah. But
they were teaching the bird how to be rude. Yeah. 100%.
I remember that for like they're all like never forget that. That's so funny that you blocked it out.
Trauma. Was I there?
I think you were. Why wouldn't you be there? Why would I be? It'd just be me and
I don't know. But I 100% blocked out this bird. Like, you'd have to tell me the night that we ended up.
I can't tell you. It was one of the first times that me and broke up.
Was it when we were, like, drinking in the basement?
Yeah.
And it was there.
Oh, I don't remember that.
So.
I remember the bird.
Okay, so I remember there was one party that we went to, and it was right before we all did the college party thing. You can cut out as much of this as you want, because now I'm just remembering. Yep, I remember this.
Yeah, and then we went to.
Yep, yeah. And then we went to, yep, anyway. Okay. But anyways, I was traumatized, because I'm going to be real. I don't do birds. Birds freak me out. Geese are mean. I like a handful of birds. Very selective of the birds I enjoy. And the rest of them scare the heck out of me. And like Craig convinced me to go through that part in the Denver Zoo that's like, not recently. This was years ago.
In the bird room?
But the bird room.
When they like, then you can even like pay to get food and they'll come and like sit on your hand. Yeah, I like that.
Do you know what my husband did to me in that bird enclosure?
I'm assuming he tortured you.
He put some bird seed in my hood.
Oh, see, that's rude.
It's a lovely prank. And they, luckily it wasn't enough that they were like crazy, but I did have one bird that was like hopping behind me. Like it saw him do it, but it was too nervous to like get in my hood.
It was like,
is it worth it? But it was still like, when I got out, he's like, I put this in your hood. And I was like, I will murder you.
I forget you guys are prankers. If Robbie did that to me, I'd punch him in the face.
We're prankers. So yeah, so this is our love language.
I forgot for a minute. Like, if you want to prank me, like, you know, but in the hood, I feel like that's a asking for... Well, and again,
not enough that a bird didn't more than
I know. No,
but no,
I know,
we are prankers. You're right. This is our gentle prank. Is our love language. So nothing that'll make us cry. But so I don't do birds. So I was completely content with like some birds being robots. I actually think I would prefer that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably like less scary because I mean they are kind of weird.
Some of them have like talents. Some of them like pick up deer and just like fly in the air with them.
I mean, those are like raptors, but like,
that's terrifying that that's out there.
I feel like a raptor robot is scarier than anything than a regular robot or than a regular raptor. Like that sounds. And you know what? It's giving like a bald eagle that was a fucking robot. No, sir. Those things are terrifying.
See, and the bigger, like, scary birds, like...
They're majestic.
So that's just it. Again, selected types of birds. Big, scary birds, totally love. I think they're so cool. Vultures, coolest things on the planet. Like, I love
vultures.
A big, like, aggressive, like an owl. Love an owl. But, like, so yes, the thought of those birds being robots, terrifying. But the thought of the little birds that I'm actually scared of being robots, I'm like, I'd rather a robot.
Yeah, they'll just come and like hang out, you know, maybe have lunch. Cute.
Yeah. And if they want to transcribe, you know what? I'm assuming like a small bird could only hold like 8 hours of video before they have to go recharge. Like, you can hang out with me on a work day. That's fine.
Also, like, where are we housing all of these birds?
Where are their chargers?
Maybe they have solar and so they just charge all the time, except at night when they're sleeping. Hmm. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and honestly, some feathers reflective.
Sure.
See, we're back on, guys. Like, we could talk ourselves into anything.
What's your favorite bird? I don't know if I'm like that much of a bird bitch to know birds. Probably none, because you said you don't like birds besides raptors. Well, oh, vultures, you just said.
I like ravens. Ravens are my favorite. Cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dig a raven. A crow is pretty cool, but I'm like, I was learning the difference between a crow and a raven just because I was trying to like pursue some ideas for yoga. And like, I was looking at the difference of like what they represent and stuff like that. And what I found was that like ravens are actually the ones that statistically do like all the things that you think of when you think of a crow.
Okay.
So like ravens are the ones that have the big like caca and
shiny things.
And crows do too, but ravens are like the ones that like would be wild, but like come check on you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah. You can befriend them, I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So like I dig a raven, I dig a crow, I dig a raven a little bit more just because of what I've learned about them. Like I said, owls, mm-hmm. like birds of prey.
Birds of prey, birds that like eat other birds. Even the Lord
dig bunting. I dig them.
Yeah. Like the Colorado state bird, I think is cute. It's just like a short little fat black bird. I think it's cute.
Yeah. They're okay.
I think it's called like the Mary Lark. Uh-huh. It's like the black one with like the big blue.
Yeah.
Little or feathers. Maybe that's, well, yeah, there, we have one that's like in Colorado a lot. And now that I say that, maybe it's like a wood thing. I don't know. I like birds. But anyway, I like all birds. I like geese. Geese are my favorite birds.
I know. I just, the trauma of being at a school near a lake, like really.
I know.
The geese were not nice.
I think like I don't judge people when they say they don't like geese because I think I'm definitely the oddball out. Like I have not had a negative goose experience ever in my life.
That's shocking.
I know. So that's what I mean. Like, so I don't judge. I think most people I've had. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't. I've never had a bad goose experience. So
I like to think that the goose absorbs all the negativity in Canada because they are the meanest thing coming out of it. And everyone else in Canada is nice. So I think the goose is sacrificing its like personality and it's taking all of the negativity. And then that's why they fly south because they need to like get rid of it and like be mean to the Americans.
Yeah, but like,
and then they go home.
Yeah, but like Canadian geese are really cool. They mate for life. Did you know that?
I didn't. So that's adorable.
If one dies, then other one will just be single forever and be it by themselves.
That's devastating.
I know. It is devastating. Like one of my worst like fucking childhood traumas was seeing a goose that had been hit on the side of the road and its partner on like, the road.
Wailing.
Like, yeah. No, and that has like truly scarred me for life. I'll never forget that picture. I'm sorry. It was awful.
R.I.P.
I know. I think about it like probably like twice a week. I think not every day, but like it comes to my brain often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since we're admitting things that come to our brains often about birds, I have one.
Let's hear it.
I was babysitting a little boy and we walked from his house down to the lake and we were throwing rocks in the little pond area in our hometown. And we were doing little rocks. We were doing baby rocks, like just doing a little blub. And we'd watch the fish pop up and like just see what was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to remember that I was a teenager, and so I was sitting there and I was kind of paying attention to the kid I was babysitting.
Right, you're probably like on your phone,
yeah, and like playing with rocks and like watching fish.
Have your iPod in, one headphone in,
yeah. And he picks up like a bigger rock than what we were throwing, and he throws it, and like I'm not good at angles, and. Watching the rock soar in the air, I actually saw the angle it was going, and I was like, that's gonna hit a duck that's swimming right underneath it. And it landed right, like, and it was a rock that was the size of the duck,
and like, it threw up the duck.
No, it didn't.
Oh, that's it, even hit the worse duck.
it landed in a perfect circle on its back. It like sunk the duck for a minute. The duck like was freaking out, like, wah, 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 wah. And then all the ducks in its little like vicinity started squawking and freaking out. And then I called animal control, and this kid was probably like 7. And I admitted to the animal control person. I said, here's the deal. I'm babysitting a 7-year-old and he did not mean to do this. And he is bawling his eyes out. I'm leaving with this kid.
Someone come and take care of this fucking duck.
But I really want to make sure someone comes and checks. And she was like, we will. And I was like, you swear? And she was like, no, like, I understand what you're saying. We'll go check.
Okay, good.
I don't know the outcome. because I was like, we need to leave. Like, I'm not mature enough to explain this to you.
Was the duck still freaking out when you left?
But it wasn't under a rock. Like, it was swimming and there were other ducks swinging around it. It's almost like the rock just startled it and it went underwater and swam. It was like,
what the fuck?
Under.
I was, hopefully it didn't like break its back. That was like
that's my fear. But it was still swimming when we left. So I was like,
it's not paralyzed.
Or you're in shock.
At least it's feet work.
Yep. And the other ducks are like lifting you up.
They're like, Gary, what the fuck was that, man? He's like, I don't fucking know. I fell asleep.
he was probably just floating.
He's like, what the hell? What the hell? I thought that was going in so many different directions. Like, at first I was like, oh yeah, they're gonna kill a duck with a bird, and then, or with a rock. And then I thought maybe the rock was a dead bird. And then I was like, oh, bro. But no, then it went back to homicide.
I really think after that story, it would have been better if that kid would have just picked up a dead bird.
Yeah, no, that would have been the best.
And like, I'll be honest,
that off.
I don't talk to those kids that I babysat. Like, I really like can't look at him without feeling guilty.
What if he's like scarred for life? What if that's like a core memory for him?
And he just like has me as a babysitter, like shuffling him away, being like, let's go, while I'm on the phone. While I'm on the phone with like animal control, being like,
at least you called animal control. Did you call your dad? And then was he the one who told?
My parents
don't know. No, you just did. Well, they're about to, but I'm so proud of you. I would have like been crying. Gross. And called. I would have called my mom, been like, I don't know what to do. Help me.
Yeah. No, I was like, I need to call. Well, first my brain was like, I need to call 911. And then I went, no, animal control. And like, smart. Luckily it was at a time where like Google was on a phone. So like, I could just like, mm-hmm, do it while we were moving. But yeah, it was trauma.
Actually, I do know exactly what I would do in this situation, because not with the duck, but I saw a dog get hit by a car and I was on my way to school, so I called my dad crying, told him where I was, and made him call animal control. So
same thing. Like, you just would have, you would have been,
I couldn't,
like,
do
I,
it.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
Well, and you're like, drive. I get that, though. You're driving. Yeah. Like, guys, we came from the times too where sometimes like we didn't have phones that could attach to the internet, so like
you
would have to have animal control's number.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm pretty sure I was like on a sidekick that like didn't connect to the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't pay extra for that.
No, my parents would have like been like, no, just come home and use the computer in the basement.
Use the computer. That was
fine.
The time we were,
yeah,
guys, where we didn't need to Google things right away because we would just forget about it by the time we got home to Google things,
and we were fine just being dumb.
Mm-hmm. It was a great
that
time.
Was cool. It was cool.
And that is the birds conspiracy. I think that's
birds. Back to the birds.
We've always been with the birds, Leslie. We never strayed. We kept talking about birds the whole time.
Are you surprised that we've talked about birds this much?
I am shocked. No. Like, I really thought we were going to lean into like other conspiracies. I thought we'd go down like that rabbit hole, but I love that we had like a full-on bird conversation.
I love birds. Let us know in the comments, what's your favorite bird? Are you a bird
person?
Do you
hate birds?
Right. Do you hate them? Are you like, absolutely not? Yeah.
Are there robot birds out there? Like, can we all agree the government did not wipe out the birds?
No, that didn't happen. For
no.
Sure. For sure.
Like,
for
too
sure,
many variables. Sure. But I could say that there's a robot bird out there. So, like, I couldn't
yeah,
say.
Never
that
say we, never. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never seen all the birds.
I think there's stranger things that are happening. I think they listen. They, you know, I mean, there's cameras everywhere. Mm. Street lights, stop lights, you know, like. So I think it's naive to not think that they're not taking advantage of something that no one's really paying attention to. And if they're not, then they're stupid.
Yeah. So, and who knows, maybe the, you know, this guy is a front and maybe the government pushed, like, so many things. I love that his, like, the main story is, like, speaking of, like, this beautiful, like, I was at a protest and things got a little dicey and this was my way to, like, comically alleviate some of the tension, but like also like, and having this viral moment and seeing how media can kind of run with things in different directions. Mm-hmm. But like, what if he's a plant? What if the government was like, hey, go tell this really fucking stupid story. And then like, we're actually going to have robot birds.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like I believe you. Like, I'm not saying like, I don't like trust your mm-hmm. research. Like, I know that that didn't start in 2017. I believe you.
No?
Like,
yeah.
But
they're, you're having a Mandela effect right now.
Like, I could swear money, because I've always been a weirdo. Like, the mm-hmm. DIA conspiracy stuff, like, I feel like it's in line with that.
I remember we watched a documentary about the DIA conspiracy stuff when we were like in freshman year of high school. I remember we watched it in your room and we were
I love
in.
This shit. Like, always been that bitch, always be that bitch. Like, so mm-hmm. I feel like they're fucking with us.
Yeah.
But like, why?
100%. But I, yeah.
Because it's real.
I don't know. Maybe, and maybe they're fubbing, they're fibbing the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's something. Because, guys, the government came out and said we have aliens. Right.
And how long have they been denying
and
that?
And we didn't react. And we did not
react. Well, yeah, because it's not even the weirdest part of our day.
Yeah. So like, when we, like, aliens was a big conspiracy for a really long time for the generations before us. So by the time like we're older, like what's going to come out?
Like, remember that one time?
Nothing would shock me.
The birds were fake. Spoiler alert.
And then we'll be so desensitized to it. We'll be like
obviously,
we've been joking about it since we were 14.
And there's forks in the kitchen. Like,
oh my gosh,
this is so fun, Amber. Thank you so much for recommending this and doing the research for this. I had lots of fun.
I did too. So you guys just leave a comment below, tell us what your favorite bird is. Did you know you can leave comments on Spotify now? You can leave comments on this episode. You don't even have to get out of the app that you're in right now. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just leave a comment there.
My gosh, so perfect. Yeah, so let us know mm-hmm. like, what's your favorite bird. Do you believe in this conspiracy? Did you also have a Mandela effect moment? Like, you witnessed that in real time. So, like, were you also going through it?
We're giving you the real, raw content.
That was a genuine reaction. But no, Amber, again, thank you so much. That was perfect.
Oh, well, I'm glad you came along on this flight with me. It was a good time. Jinx.
I don't even like want to get like add that like sound effect. I just think we should just do
that. Was perfect. We did it at the same time.
I know, it was perfect. So I think that's just where we have to end it. Can't top perfection. So on that note, maybe you have nothing else to say and I have nothing else to say. We will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.